to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. My name is Kristen, and today we'll be looking at the readings for Sunday, July 31st, 2022, which is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's start with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you remind us always to set our priorities, to make sure that we are spending our time and our energy and our resources on what matters most. Lord, as you speak to us that encouragement through the scriptures today, send your Holy Spirit to help us to truly hear you speaking to us through these words written thousands of years ago, but with us in mind. Help us to hear you, Lord, and help us to know how to do what you are asking of us. Give us your Holy Spirit to help us do the thing that we need to do. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. I remember a few years ago, I was at the beach with my family, and we were there with some of my extended family. And so there were lots of kids, and they decided one day to build the biggest sandcastle they had ever made. And the uncles got involved because they're competitive too. And there was another family down the beach from us working together to build a sandcastle. So suddenly it was a thing. Who built the biggest, most beautiful, best sandcastle? So they spent all day working on this castle, and it had towers and bridges and tunnels. It was really impressive. And there were beautiful seashells to decorate it. It was wonderfully done. And our kids were so excited because they were certain that they had the biggest sandcastle. And at the end of the day, after dinner, they were so tired because they had worked on this sandcastle all day that they were not even in the mood for ice cream, which seems crazy. And we were a little worried about them. But the next day they woke up and they were fine. They slept really well. And we went out to the beach and the sandcastle was gone. In fact, all of the sandcastles that had been built the day before were gone. No matter how big or beautiful, no matter how fancy, the tide had come in overnight. The tide, the waves had come further up onto the shore and had washed everything away. And our kids were really sad. They had spent literally an entire day working on the sandcastle. They had even given up ice cream because they were so tired because of this sandcastle that was now gone. And this really should not have surprised any of us. If you know anything about the ocean, you know that the tide comes in, right? That there's a chance that anything on the shore will eventually get washed away. But as I read the readings for this Sunday, I am reminded of that story because it's one thing to spend a day of vacation building a sandcastle and coming out the next morning and seeing that it's gone. That's disappointing, but it was vacation and probably building that sandcastle was fun and you still have a few more days at the beach to do other things. But how much of our life is spent working on sandcastles? How much of our life is spent building things and making them bigger and better and more ornate and working on projects and pouring out our time and our energy and our whole life really for something that isn't permanent and isn't meant to be permanent? See, the reality is nothing on earth is permanent, not your current situation, not your house, not your car, not your clothes, not your opportunities, not your school, not your sports teams. None of that is permanent. And that's okay. This world isn't permanent. It's okay for those things to be temporary. But if we live our lives spending our energy and our time and our money and our whole self on things that don't last, what happens when it all gets washed away? What happens when those things come to an end? In the scriptures for this Sunday, we are encouraged to spend ourselves, to spend our lives on the things that matter to God. That's what Jesus said. He said, spend yourself on the things that matter to God. And God cares about our school, and God cares about our jobs and our daily lives. It's not that he doesn't care about those things, but he knows that those things don't last. But there is something that does last. Your soul lasts. Your soul will outlive your house and your car and your school and your current situation and your body. So this Sunday, I think the Lord is making it pretty clear to us that we need to make sure that even as we make sandcastles on vacation and spend time and energy doing the things that need to be done in our earthly life, to make sure that we don't spend our lives on that, that we prioritize appropriately. Here in the United States where I live, we are getting ready to start a new school year. And my family and I, we like to take some time out before a new school year starts to spend some special time with each of our four kids. My husband and I take them out for lunch or dinner or ice cream, whatever, and then to the chapel for a little bit. And then we sit down and we talk about what are your goals for this year? And what are your hopes and dreams? And what do you think the Lord is doing in all of that? And it's been really beautiful. We only started doing that a couple years ago, but it's been really helpful to set our priorities straight, to say, I'm going to spend time on things that are temporary, but I'm not going to spend my life on things that are temporary. And I'm going to set boundaries and I'm going to set goals and I'm going to measure every opportunity against the ultimate goal of becoming who God made me to be, of doing what God is asking me to do, because that's what lasts. That's what matters most. And things that help me to accomplish that should be on my calendar and in my plan. And things that work against that should not be. And things that are neutral, like sandcastles perhaps, they can be as long as they don't take me away from my priorities. I encourage you to spend some time with family and with friends and be honest about what your goals are and be honest about how you can help each other stay focused. How can we make sure that we are not like the man in the gospel, storing up things in a barn, storing up treasures that will not last? How can we make sure that we are spending our lives doing the things that matter most, the things that last? Lord Jesus, we need your help. We are sometimes distracted by the things of this world, the opportunities of this world, the demands of our lives, Lord. And we know that you're in all of that too, but we know that you're calling us to something deeper, something more permanent, something more wonderful. Lord Jesus, give us your grace to have eyes that see, to keep our priorities straight, to stay focused on you so that everything else we do, even the things that don't last, even the sandcastles of our lives, that everything else might be ordered to the thing that lasts. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This episode of Enkindle is brought to you by The One Best Thing, a practical guide for raising families of faith. This is a new interactive book and multimedia series from the team at Ablaze Family Ministries. And it will help each person in your family and in your parish family to encounter and respond to Jesus. You can order your copy and learn more by going to ablazefamily.org/onebestthing.